By his righteousness, I've been made righteous.
Glory.
He took my sin, I took his righteousness.
Praise.
I have received it by grace, by faith.
A gift was given on your behalf that made you acceptable in God's eyes. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today as they share how the exchange was made. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast in Kenneth and Gloria's backyard. Praise God. We usually do this in Arkansas every year, but this year we just went out in the backyard and set up cameras, and the wind's blowing, the bugs are flying, and
the airplanes are going,
and so
just join in.
Amen. I had to change his name from Running Bear to Page Don't Blow No More.
Oh, is that Page?
That's who he is. Yeah. Hold them down, Paige.
Hold them.
And okay. So, praise God. Father, we praise you and thank you for your word today, and we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, and for the revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Insight.
We love revelation.
Ideas and concept into our hearts and into our minds from your heart and your mind concerning your grace. Because human thoughts don't even know what grace is. Without the mind of Christ, we'd never know what grace is. But through you, and by faith in the blood, by faith in the operation of God, and faith in the Word, faith in the Holy Ghost, and faith in your grace, we will hear from heaven today and have insight into this magnificent, marvelous thing that you have done for all of mankind. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, and today we want to go further than we did yesterday. You remember we talked about what the scripture is using as reference and idea here. Get them, Chief. And so we can see the word justification, justice, comes from the word justice. You break the law. Punishment for breaking the law is such and such. You were charged with the breaking of the law. You were tried for the breaking of that law. Found guilty and sentenced. Then the sentence is carried out. Now, all of that body of work is justification. Justice began with the arrest. And then it was carried through its steps, through the trial, through conviction, through the sentencing by the judge, and then through the carrying out of the sentence. And then that person is released from the prison or whatever was the consequences of that crime. So that is now justice has been served. So that justification now, it's just for that person to leave prison because they finished it.
Yeah.
Now Jesus was arrested. He never committed anything, but he was arrested. He was tried in court. It was a kangaroo court, but it was legal. The big thing here, Gloria, was, we talked about this yesterday, but this needs to be fixed in our thinking as we go into the scripture today. He put up no defense. There was no defense in his court. Pilate tried to get him to. He didn't want to try anybody without a defense. I mean, this is a Roman court. It tried to be a righteous court. that wasn't the kangaroo court. The kangaroo court was over there among the religious people.
Right.
And that court appointed high priest and all of that. There was a lot of monkey business went on over there. But Jesus never opened his mouth. He never put up any defense. Well, without any defense, all he had was the prosecution all the way through this whole thing. So, justice began with the arrest. It carried out the trial. They brought in evidence. It was phony, but they brought it in anyway. Yeah. And without any defense, there was nobody there to prove that it was phony. And so it went all the way through, including carrying out the sentence, which in this case was execution. He was arrested as and made a prisoner. He was tried, and he was convicted, and he was executed. It was carried out. And then heaven's court convicted him. Now, heaven didn't convict him for committing sin. But here again, Jesus took
all the sin of
Adam. He took everything he did wrong, everything he said, everything that came in because of it. He took it and he offered no defense.
All sin.
He offered no defense. He said, I could call legion of angels and set me free. But he offered no defense, kept his mouth shut before God and man, and went to hell and carried out heaven's court justice. Not just man's. He didn't just go to the cross. He went into hell, and the Bible said he suffered there 3 days and nights. So once it was complete, justice had been served. Now, Satan is not just. He don't care what your law says. He's a liar and a lawbreaker from the start. He'll promise you, I'll let you out in 3 years, but then you start trying to get out. He said, did I say that? Well, I must have been out of my mind. No, you're going to do another three. No, he's everything you can think of that's bad. So.
But think about the Father, too. That is, Jesus is the Father's only begotten Son.
Yeah.
At that point.
It rested on him.
He was it.
He was it.
He was his, and he had never sinned. He'd walked upright. Now, the Father had to offer him as well as Jesus had to receive it
for us
to be free.
God put it on him, but Jesus had to accept it.
Both of them.
Adam was his only begotten son. He intended for many to be born through Adam, but Adam cut
sin.
It off. So now Jesus was his only begotten son until he was raised from the dead. But the Bible said he was God's seed to bring many sons glory. He was assigned to get the family that Adam cut him off from. Now, this is so vitally important here in the concept of grace. That once that sentence was finished, Get the concept of it in your mind again. He was arrested for a crime. Crimes on humanity. That's what they call it now. That Adam committed. He didn't. But he never defended himself. He never said, you can't arrest me. Now, he stopped Satan in the garden where Satan had attacked him and come against him and tried to force him out of this. And he said, no. But he told the devil, you can't take my life. My life, I lay my life down, I pick it up again. You can't take it.
That's right.
Now, he was arrested, tried, convicted, sentenced. But it doesn't stop there.
No.
Heaven tried him, convicted him, and sentenced him. So once he left this body, he had to go into hell to finish this entire body of justification work. Now, when it came time, when it was finished, it's time to release him. because it was proven before God that he was not the guilty one.
That's right.
And so God said, let him go. Satan said, no, I ain't let him go. What do you think? I'm crazy. I got him in here, and ain't nobody gets out of here once I get him in here. So the power of God came from heaven. I mean, the power of God hit Jesus in the pit of that that hellish place, and he was born again. And I want you to know, he laid hell level. He laid hell level right then, and he come up out of there. He took the keys away from me. He said, "I'm leaving." You understand? And Satan bowed his knee and fell before him. And the scripture said he was stripped of all of his armor.
Glory.
He cost him his power over death. It cost him everything he got from Adam. It cost him his power over fear. It cost him his power over human beings forever.
And he led captivity captive.
Led them out of there.
Yeah.
Everybody in the region of Sheol,
Moses,
in the bosom of
Abraham,
they were all reborn right along with him and came out of there, praise God, shouting the victory, and went right into heaven itself.
Praise
now,
God.
That was the story of it. Let's see what the scripture says about it. Verse 15, not as the offense, so is the free gift. For if though the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many.
Abounded, hallelujah.
Not as if it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For if the judgment was by one to condemnation, that's talking about Adam, he was judged and condemned.
Mm-hmm.
But the free gift is of many offenses to justification, or justice has been served. It's closed. The books were closed on the human race.
Price is paid.
Now, look at the 17th verse. If by one man's offense or one man's sin, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. The abundance of grace, that's justification. It was justified. Justice has been served. The books are closed. But that's not the end of it. The end of it is getting born again and becoming the very righteousness of God, the very image of God like Adam was in the beginning, only on a higher level of authority. Because we were crucified and resurrected with Jesus, lifted up with him, made to sit with him on the throne of grace. The throne of what?
Grace.
The throne of purity and never sin? No, the throne of grace.
Undeserved favor.
Oh,
grace.
As if nothing had ever happened in the first place. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Now, much more they which receive. Now, here's the key right here, Gloria. They which receive abundance of grace. You have to receive it. You have to. God's
yes,
not going to force
right.
it on anybody. I mean, it you'd go back to the law if you mm-hmm. did that. He's not going to force this on anybody. And somebody out there in the world that chooses to stay in that sin can. But that's not the sin that sends you to hell. The sin that sends you to hell is by never receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
New life, never receiving new life, becoming a new creature.
You don't ever get it.
Yeah.
So you're still identified with Adam as if the sin was never ever paid for. Now, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came.
Hallelujah.
Upon all men for justification of life. Now notice what that says there. This is the thing that hit me on grace when I needed it the worst. Right after we went to Oral Roberts University, and I was still struggling under this, you know, what I was before I got saved and all that. I didn't know all these things I'm saying to you today. This I found them out. But this verse hit me. Now notice what it says. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon men on the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, talking about Jesus, shall many be made righteous.
Talking about us.
Yeah. So with the same, it's the same miracle of God's grace. Grace, 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 grace.
Praise
same
God.
Miracle of grace. I never committed any righteousness. Neither did you. I mean, anything good we ever did is still a dirty rag in the presence of a holy, holy, righteous God. But by grace, I never committed any righteousness. Jesus never committed any sin. He took my sin, was made to be sin for us. So, I never committed any righteousness, but by His righteousness, I've been made righteous.
Glory
He
to
took
God.
My sin, I took His righteousness.
Praise
I
God.
Have received it.
Amen.
By grace, by faith. I believe it with all of my heart. I didn't have to earn it. I told you yesterday, God said to me this morning, He said, I ain't looking for employees. I'm not looking for somebody to earn this thing. He said, I'm looking for family. Inherit it.
Receivers.
Yeah. Inheritance. I received it.
Amen.
Not earned it. Isn't that strong?
It's wonderful.
So now.
So wonderful.
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Glory to God.
Now, the concept here begins to grow. Gloria and I have preached and ministered in many, many prisons over the years. And you can't preach much in a prison until you realize this right here. If you're going to divide them up and say, well, now, you know, this fella, he's all right. He didn't do much. But this fellow over here, now, they don't. Man, I'm telling you, that's a dog over there. Not in God's eyes, not in the eyes of grace. Because the Word of God has the power, by faith in the blood, to separate, draw a line of redemption Amen. Between that man and all the hell on this earth. But he needs to cross over that line and accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and immediately he's born out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Wow.
Chloe and I went, we were invited to come minister in a unit here in the state of Texas. And the women's unit, the women on death row had invited us to come over. Now, we were ministering to this prison complex, and there were men and women in the and a number of different units all in the same compound there. But the women on death row had invited us over. Well,
there were five or six, as I recall.
I don't remember the number, but that was about right. And I believe it was six. Anyway, I'm going over there to encourage them, to build them up. Now, one thing I need to tell you here, all of them in there born again. All of them baptized in the Holy Ghost. Every last one of them.
Turned on to God.
Oh, yeah. I mean that whole bunch on our tapes and books. And
as soon as somebody would come in there, they'd get them born again, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the whole bunch would get on them.
They didn't have a lot of people to evangelize, so when one came in there, they got
they was on them.
That's right.
Amen. So, I had my mind. I prayed about it. Boy, I know I'm going to preach this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to lay hands on. We walked in that unit there, women's death row in Texas Corrections. When we walked in there, we didn't get a chance to minister to them for a good while. They had a place set aside for us, and they set us down, and they sang, and they worshiped, and they made little signs and posters, and they ministered to us. They preached to us. They just danced all over the place, and they were worshiping God. Now, I want you to tell, you know, when we start talking about grace, every time we talk about grace, you bring this
well,
woman
up. There's just several women in there that were just, you know, all of them were really precious, and some of them had... Like when I went in there, there was one that was elder. You know, she was a grandmother type. And so I sat down by her, and she was so sweet. And I thought, well, probably some guy came home one night drunk and tried to beat her up, and she killed him. Because I knew she killed her husband. Or I believe I knew that at that point.
Yeah, we did.
So, and then the others, they were just, you know, just so kind. And they sang to us and everything. Well, I sat down by her, and that was my thought. She probably was pushed into murder. And come to find out, and I don't think she'd care for me telling you this, because I'm pretty sure she's already gone to heaven
now.
Yeah,
she's been there.
So come to find out, she'd had three husbands, and she had killed every one of them, cut them up, and buried them under a tree. I mean, she had a rap against her. But she was not that same woman.
No, she wasn't that same
person. She was not that same woman. She was born again, sweet, kind. In fact, all of them were. They were all just lovely, lovely women.
Well, now that was before Carla Faye Tucker had been executed.
Yes.
And most of you remember her because she was all over the news, all over the country.
She was called the
axe murderer.
People
crying out for her, trying to get her execution stayed. Well...
They were born again,
she got
filled with the Spirit.
Carla Faye Tucker accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior during her stay in the county jail there in Houston during her trial. And there was somebody in there preaching the gospel, and she accepted Jesus as her Savior. And I want you to know
she became
that
an evangelist.
Woman won souls. She got people saved and healed. And when I talked to Carla Faye more than one time. Every time I'd talk to her, I'd start to say something to her, and she'd say, "Now, Brother Copeland, now listen."
She'd preach to
you.
Yeah,
she'd say, "Now listen. She said, "I'm excited." I said, "What about Carla Faye?" "Oh," she said, "ain't going to be long now. I'm going to step over on the other side. I'm going to get to see Jesus." And I come here to minister to her, and here she is preaching to me.
Man,
the grace
it was a wonderful
of
thing.
God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Grace.
Father, thank you for this
we
today.
We just thank you
we
for
just praise you for it in
Lord
Jesus'
the
name.
Grace that you have for
and
us.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
Now, you know, we were right here in the fifth chapter of Romans, and tomorrow we're going into the sixth chapter of Romans. But now, you have to understand that when you get over here in the tenth chapter, of Romans, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what he was talking about, was the grace of God and the righteousness of God. And then he says, if you'll do this, then with the mouth confession is made to salvation, but with the heart man believes unto righteousness. He believes unto this free gift that he was talking about here, the grace of God. So now, right, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't suffer with what I did. Say, well, he don't want nothing to do with me. I'm such a jerk. I know it. I was a jerk too. So just forget that. Get the jerk off of your mind and get Jesus on your mind, because this is a free gift. You couldn't earn it if you tried. Why? Because you're a jerk. Amen. And when you wake up to that, it's not based on what we did. It's based on what he did. Praise God. Amen. So,
that's right.
Pray this with glory in me right now. Just pray it out loud. Confess Jesus as Lord, that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Now you understand why you need to believe that.
Yeah.
So just pray it. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
He took my sentence.
He took my sentence.
And he served it.
And he served it.
And he was released out of hell.
And he was released out of hell.
By great power.
By great power.
And that same power.
And that same power.
Is here.
Is here.
To release me.
To release me.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
And I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
And Jesus, you're my future.
And Jesus, you are my future.
Hallelujah. You prayed that with glory in me, use
it.
Information on your screen.
Amen.
I want to send you these five little books, free and postpaid,
that
help you get
life.
Started reading your Bible. Amen. Happy birthday, Aubrey. Praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you five books free. Log on to kcm.org and request your free salvation package online today. Take hold of God's promises and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings August 27th through 29th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and December 3rd through 5th in Orlando, Florida. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's Word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
All the knowledge that we have in God comes out of His grace. I didn't earn the right to learn about Jesus. I didn't earn the right to learn how to fly airplanes. It was by the grace of God.